And I'm David Fair, 89.1 WEMU. On November 7th, voters in Washtenaw County will head to the polls. There are some candidate races, a few local ballot proposals, and a countywide tax renewal question for special education services for the Washtenaw Intermediate School District. The most discussed issue is the proposed tax levy for all of Washtenaw County. It would raise revenue for mental health services and public safety. Joining me this morning is one of the advocates for this ballot proposal. Let's say good morning to Washtenaw County Sheriff Jerry Clayton, and thank you for stopping by. I do appreciate it.
Good morning.
Well, the ballot proposal, this one has a lot of moving parts, and one of the three primary components on the ballot question has raised a lot of concern in parts of the county. Let's break it down and let's start it off. 38% would go to Washtenaw County Community Mental Health. 38% would go to the Washtenaw County Sheriff's Office, and then the final 24% would go to jurisdictions that have their own police department, and the spending would be discretionary. So let's start with the first part of this. Washtenaw County Community Health would raise about $15.4 million in total in the first year if this eight-year one-mill ballot proposal passes. What is that going to do for Washtenaw Community Health?
So since 2014, the CMH experienced significant reduction in their revenue from the state. With the economic downturn, the county also had to reduce some of their investment. What we believe that this millage will do is restore the funding to that pre-2014 levels. When the reductions went down and there had to be a change in terms of mental health status or staffing, we lost about 350 people that CMH was providing services for. You know, most of CMH budget comes from Medicaid. And with Medicaid, they have very specific restrictions in terms of who could be treated. When they had additional money from the state and additional money from the county, it allowed them to expand those services. When those monies were reduced, they had to drop the people that they were providing those services for.
And that's when they generally encounter you and your officers and your department.
Exactly.
And that is the other 38% of the Washtenaw County Sheriff's Office. So where in this intersection of community mental health and policing in the community can we make a difference with additional funding through this tax levy?
So here's the interesting thing that we see. A lot of the people that CMH are their customers, I'll say, are the same people we interact with. And quite frankly, from a first responder standpoint, we usually interact with them when they're in moments of crises. We know through our data that at least twice a day, our deputies respond to someone in an emotionally disturbed situation. We also know that there are numerous other times they respond for other issues, but find out that the person has a mental health challenge. So every day, our staff have to respond to someone in crises. And really, by the grace of God, their training and how their focus on service, we haven't had one of those situations that you've seen nationally where police respond to someone in crisis and a tragic incident occurs.
What are you doing with these individuals once you encounter them? Are they going to jail?
Yeah, so right now, the way things stand, a first responder has one or two options. Take them to jail, especially if the behavior warrants them going to jail, or you take them to one of our healthcare systems. And neither one of those are good options. Despite their best efforts, our healthcare systems are not positioned to really provide the kind of services that a person that's in mental health distress need, especially at the volumes we're getting now with the reductions to mental health. And jail is definitely the worst place for them to be. And we're trying to avoid a couple things. We're trying to avoid criminalizing mental health. So some people say to me, well, Sheriff, they committed a crime. Yeah, oftentimes we'll see that the behavior rises to that level. But if you're absent that mental health issue, we would have discretion in terms of whether that person would go to jail or not.
What about passage of this millage would change? You still don't have a place to take them other than the hospital or the jail.
Well, as we look strategically at a comprehensive solution for Washtenaw County, we know one of the key things that we have to have is what we call a crisis response strategy, which includes a location where people that are in mental health crises that may have come in contact with a first responder can be taken to, triaged, hopefully stabilized, maybe a 48-hour time period, and hopefully, if things go right, return back to their home in a stable fashion, living their lives. So our belief is that part of this millage will contribute to that process.
And where would the rest come from? Because it's going to take additional revenue, additional investment. So if I vote for this and I pass this, am I getting the result that you're talking about?
Well, it starts to put us on a path. It does. For first thing it does is it stabilizes our current situation. So we know that we lost that our ability to serve those 350 people that CMH was previously servicing. Those people now, with that money, will be able to service those folks. Those people are the people that end up in our jails. Our stats have shown that we've seen an increase in people with mental health issues into our jails. So right away, we'll start to stabilize those individuals. The second thing we get to do is now implement some of these proactive strategies that we want. Coordinate better with our nonprofits. Coordinate better with CMH. Work to identify these people on the front end and get them services on the front end to make sure that they don't end up in crisis where they ultimately end up in jail.
What's it cost to house somebody in jail a day?
$135 a day is the average.
And if they had somewhere else to go, what would it cost? It seems to me that if you add everything up, it's going to be more.
No. So I'll give you the manage the risk part first. So even people that end up in our jail with mental health issues, if we do a risk assessment, which is really a determination of the level of dangerousness that they have to themselves and to others, we'll find that they're not a risk to danger of someone else. Right? So that person doesn't need to be in the secure confines of the jail. We can manage them outside of the jail using a lot of the same tools that community corrections use. On average, community corrections cost is $35 a day. So now we've saved $100 already just in managing the risk. Now,
are you going to have to repeatedly deal with this individual and just incur further costs down the road because the services are not available as of now?
Well, here's where the millage comes in. Now you help to prop up mental health, which on average it costs them $35 a day to provide those services to individuals with mental health issues. So now you're looking at $70 a day to manage the risk and to address the need versus $135 a day to manage the risk and then the additional money to manage the need. And remember, we're doing it on a reactive basis. So we're saying we know who a lot of these people are. How come we don't have the kind of system where we reach out and manage it on the front end? And that's just the cost to have the person in jail. That we're not even counting the cost of that person matriculating through the court system and all the additional costs associated with that. And we still have to treat that person. And we know that the worst place for someone with a mental health disorder is to be confined in the jail environment. That they're better stabilized when they're in their home environment, taking their medication, receiving the kind of support that they need to navigate through life. And I'll give you the other piece. I think it's the right thing for us to do here in Washtenaw County.
You are listening to 89.1 WEM. You were talking with Washtenaw County Sheriff Jerry Clayton about the mental health and public safety tax proposal that will be decided by you, county voters, on November 7th. It is the third component of this proposal that is a cause of consternation and controversy. It is 24% allocation of the tax levy to be distributed between communities in Washtenaw County that already have their own police department. Some call it a refund, some call it a rebate. Those in townships without their own police services are calling it illegal. So my question to you is, how can we pass a tax measure that is not uniformly allocated? Is that not a violation of state constitution?
So when the ballot language is proposed by the county, they vet it through our legal counsel. It's vetted through the legal counsel, state attorney general looks at it, and they decide whether that ballot language is legal or not. The county's moving forward based on the belief that the ballot language as written, as intended, is legal. There are some philosophical differences that I hear in terms of whether money should be given to these local jurisdictions, and then should the county dictate how those monies are spent. We do know that the law does not allow the county, once the money goes into the hands of the elected officials in those jurisdictions, to dictate to them how those monies are spent.
If I live in Northfield Township, or if I live in Zillman Township, or one of the other townships that the Washtenaw County Sheriff's Office serves, and you are contracted to serve by those communities, and I'm getting taxed, and I see 24% of that tax levy is going to a community that is not mine, and some of the communities, like Ann Arbor, are going to spend it on pedestrian safety, environmental issues, and furthering the climate action plan, and some affordable housing issues. If I'm in one of those communities, I want to know from you, why am I going to support those programs like that in Ann Arbor?
So my response to someone like that is, you're supporting the millage as a whole. And those the dollars from the 38% for public safety, the 38% for mental health, you realize the benefit of those dollars. public safety is everybody's responsibility. We're all impacted by it. You know, Washtenaw County is a great place to live and work, is safe, but it didn't get that way by accident. It got that way because we've invested in public safety countywide. And the Sheriff's Office provides some of the backbone of public safety in Washtenaw County. My concern is if the millage does not pass, that we run the risk of jeopardizing our ability to provide contract services throughout the county. Some may say, well, we don't contract with you, we don't care. Some may say we have our own police department, we don't care. I am concerned by the tribal nature of how people view this, as opposed to looking at the county as a whole. And they may not think now that it makes a difference if the Sheriff's Office patrol disappears. But my concern is if it does disappear, people will see the impact of that. And it might be too late to bring it back.
For those townships that do contract with the Washtenaw County Sheriff's Office, they're already levying a tax on their residents, and they're paying you to provide those services. So now they're saying, well, now we're going to give you extra. At the same time, you're saying those contracts that are existing today will not be enough for you to continue providing service in the future, that your ability to serve those communities will disappear?
Yeah, and I've said this for about 3 years, that if you look at the current construct, the financial architecture for police services contract, I've never believed that it's sustainable. And here's why. We've done the math. We've looked at the budget. We know how much it costs to support a police services unit. So that's the deputy and everything that goes into delivering a service. So we have a cost and we have a price. The difference between the cost and the price right now is about $35,000 per PSU, per unit. Now, you multiply that by the 79 PSUs we have in the county. That's what the county's paying. As the budget has gotten tighter and tighter, the cost have continued to increase. We've passed along minimal increases to our contracting partners. My concern is if the millage does not pass, the county's not going to have the ability to keep passing on only minimal cost to our contracting partners.
Yes or no answer on this.
Yes.
Our time is winding down.
Yep.
Yes or no answer on this. Typically, when you're going to ask voters to approve a tax levy, you want near unanimity when the board puts it forth. It was a 5-4 vote for the county commission to put it forth. Is that enough in your estimation? Yes or no? To get this measure passed November 7th?
Yes.
Thank you very much for your time today.
I appreciate it.
That is Washtenaw County Sheriff Jerry Clayton. The 8-year one mil tax proposal for mental health and public safety services will be decided by county voters Tuesday, November 7th. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU.